You know, friends, we're all learning to do without a lot of things these days. Yet even our own government tells us that we should not do without good times. If we're to do our best work, we must have some rest and relaxation, too. Of course, that does not mean we should overdo it either. But sometimes, in spite of good intentions, it can happen, and there's that morning after misery to reckon with. Well, if it should happen to you, here's hoping that you're acquainted with Alka-Seltzer. For Alka-Seltzer can make such a difference in the way you feel when the morning after dawns, thanks to the soothing relief it offers for headaches and for minor stomach upsets. So whenever you forget your better judgment, be sure to remember Alka-Seltzer. Get it at any drugstore, by the package, or by the glass at the soda fountain. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are in debt to Squire Skimp for an additional $600. Mr. Blair, their lawyer on the baby's gold mine case, informed them that he needed to hire two mining experts to sneak into the mine and make some tests to determine if it really is worthless, as Mrs. Logan's lawyer claims. The Squire advanced the money for this, but Lum went to the county seat bank today to borrow enough money to repay Squire. As we look in on the little community today, we find that Lum has just returned from his trip to the bank.
They wouldn't make you no loan, huh?
No, I don't understand it. Huh? That's the first time I've ever been turned down by that bank.
Well, what reason did they give for not letting you have the money, Lum?
Well, they claimed I was getting myself a bad reputation.
Bad reputation?
Yeah, they said I had just wrote some checks to Squire Skimp that weren't no good.
Oh.
And said if it hadn't have been for Squire, I'd have got myself in a lot of trouble over it.
Well, I thought Squire said he called up the bank and told them not to let that check of yours go through.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, but more than likely he never called them up in time.
Yeah, I'll bound you he never called them up at all, if you want my old
opinion. Oh, no, he called them up all right, because he fixed it some way.
He did.
But not quick enough to keep me from getting a bad reputation.
Huh.
And another thing, they said I didn't pay my bills. Claimed I owed that Mr. Douglas over here some money for selling that truck Cedric bought.
For the land sakes. Now, I reckon how they knowed about that.
I don't found out some way.
Huh.
Them bank fellers knows everything. I hate and despise them.
Well, here, what are we going to do now, Lum? Squire was expecting us to pay him back that money, didn't
he? Yeah, I told him I'd sure enough have the money today. Fact is, I was figuring on borrowing enough from the bank to pay back both the $500 he paid out for a lawyer and $600 for them experts.
Experts?
Yeah, them fellas that was going to sneak into the mine at night and make some tests to see if there was any more gold there.
Oh, yeah. I still don't see, though, why we ought to have to pay them $600 just for doing that.
Well, Mr. Blair, the attorney, claims they wouldn't do it for less, on account of it being so risky.
Risky?
Yeah, you see, if Ms. Logan catches them in her mine, or what she claims is her mine, well, she can have them arrested and thrown in the penitentiary.
Oh, well, I'd hate to see that happen to them.
I hope they don't discover that mine ain't got no more gold in it, because then me and you have just spent $1,100 for nothing.
Yeah.
We ain't spent that much, actual, but we owe it to Squire.
Well, now, if we get the mine away from Ms. Logan and give it back to little Charlie, will we get any of that $1,100 back, Lum?
Oh, yeah, natural. The baby's estate will pay us back.
He will, huh?
Yeah, more than likely they'll want to pay us extra for doing such good work.
Yeah.
We won't take it.
Won't take it?
No, all we're interested in doing is getting the baby everything that's coming to it.
Oh, yeah, sure, we ain't gonna let nobody take nothing away from little Charlie, no, sir.
I wished you'd quit calling him little Charlie. That ain't his name.
Well, that's the one I like, anyway.
Oh, little Lum, I like that better.
I like Charlie better.
Of course, now, after we get his mine running in good shape, we might look around the Black Hills and open up a little gold mine of our own.
One of our own, huh?
Yeah, get one right close to the baby's mine so as we could run both of them at the same time.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Dog is just... Wait a minute. There comes Squire right now.
Oh, I hate to tell him we can't pay him that money.
Well, gentlemen.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, I just stopped in on my way over the post office, Lum. I'm sort of expecting to hear from B.W. this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yes, you see, I wired him at $600 yesterday, and then last night he wired back to tell me that he'd hired the two mining experts and that they're going right to work.
Well, that's good. They went in the mine last night, huh?
Yes, I guess so, Lum.
Granny, I hope they find a lot of gold in there.
Yes, me too. Well, I figure that if they were able to make any tests, why, B.W. will send me the results. So I guess I better get on over and see if there's any word come in yet.
Well, just a minute, Squire. There's something I ought to tell you.
Yeah, what's that, Lum?
Well, I'm feared I can't pay you back that money right away.
Oh, tut, tut, Lum.
I went into the county seat today to get a loan at the bank, and they turned me down.
Turned you down?
Yeah. Flat. Said it was on account of that check of mine you sent to the bank by mistake.
Why, the scoundrels. Why, they can't do that. I told them that was an accident. Explained the whole thing to them, Lum.
Well, they said you fixed it up some way for us, but they still wouldn't give me no loan.
By Jove, I never heard of anything like that before. I have a good notion to discontinue doing my banking there. Scoundrels.
Well, anyways, that's the reason we can't pay you now.
Well, now, don't you let that worry you for a minute, Lum.
Well, that's nice of you to say that, Squire, but we don't feel right about it. I can't help but worry some.
Well, now, I tell you what you can do, Lum. Just to ease your conscience and make you feel better about it, I'll let you sign a note for the full amount if you'd like to.
Yeah, will you do that, Squire?
Why, yes, yes.
Anyways, that'll do it.
Well, personally, I'd rather just take your word, Lum, but now if you want to sign a note, why, that's the thing to do if it'll make you feel any better. Let's see, I should have a promissory note blank in my papers here somewhere. There's an insurance policy, a rate book, property deed, subdivision map, letter from J.P. Morgan, Yes, here we are. Yes, promissory notes, yes. Just sign on the bottom there, Lum, and I'll fill out the rest there.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Hand me that pen there, Abner.
Yeah, I'll
do it. Let's see now. This will be for $1,100, won't it?
Yeah, that's right, Squire.
Not that it matters much to me, but I just think we should keep the record straight as all.
Well, there you are, Squire. All signed.
Yes, all right, Lum. Now, don't you men worry about this at all. Just forget it until after you get the mine back. There'll be plenty of time to discuss it then.
Yeah, well, much obliged, Squire. You don't know how much of a help you are to.
Oh, cut that, Lum. Think nothing of it. Well, I better get on over to the post office. If I hear anything, well, I'll be right back, man.
Yeah, all right, Squire.
Doggy, that's an awful big note you signed there, ain't it, Lum?
Yeah, it is, ain't it?
It sure is, $1,100.
But I don't know what else we could do. And I don't feel like we're under so much obligations to the Squire this way.
No. Of course, we still got to pay him the money, though.
Yeah, but... Oh, wait a minute. There's Grandpap.
Grandpap? Well, I do know. Well, howdy, Grandpap. Yeah,
howdy.
How are you today?
Hey, you fellas hear about Cedric?
About Cedric?
Yeah, he's got himself a gold mine.
All that.
Yes, sir. A genuine gold mine. 14 carats, he says.
Huh.
He's president of it. Funny you fellas ain't heard about it yet. It's all over town.
Well, we knowed about it, Grandpap. It's all a mistake.
All is knowed Cedric can make a success out of himself. All is knowed it. President of a gold mine at his age.
Uh-huh.
At his age. Reminds me of Curtis McCook. You recollect Curtis, don't you, Abner?
No, I don't believe I do.
Oh, yeah, Cherry Hill boy. You recollect him, don't you, Lum?
No, I don't believe I do, Grandpap.
Had one awful big ear. His mama never let him go outdoors during a higher wind at all. Good stiff breeze would blow him around in circles.
Oh, Grandpap, sassy friend.
It would. Now, Sir Curtis had a lot of get-up-and-go to him, though. He wanted to make a success out of himself the worst way, so he went to Gary, Indiana, and taken up miniature golf.
Miniature golf?
Yes, sir, taking it right up. And he got to be a champion of the whole state of Indiana.
Well.
So then he got big ideas in his head and moved to Chicago. And right there is where he made his mistake.
What mistake?
Why, them Chicago winds just blowed Curtis around like a top.
Huh.
He couldn't hit a golf ball to save his life. Lost every game he played. And 3 weeks later, he died of a broke heart.
What's that got to do with Cedric?
Huh?
I say, what's that got to do with Cedric?
Cedric Wee Hunt, you mean?
Yeah.
Say, I just heard something about him. He's bought a gold mine.
Oh, my.
A genuine gold mine. 14 carats, he said. All is known Cedric can make a success out of himself. Noted. Reminds me of a boy I used to know over Cherry Hill, Curtis McCook.
Look there. There's Squire running across the street there. He must have heard something from them lawyers.
Grannies, he must have.
Yeah, sure was.
Did I ever tell you fellas about Curtis? Had one great big ear. His mama never let him go out in the
just
highway.
Just be quiet, Grandpap. We ain't interested. We're busy.
Well,
here.
Come on in, Squire. Did you hear something from Mr. Blair?
Yes, I did, Lum. I got a telegram, and I'm afraid it's bad news, too. I'm afraid it is.
Bad news? Huh?
Yes, Lum, I hate to tell you.
Did them experts find out the mine weren't no good?
Well, no. Well, as a matter of fact, Lum, he didn't know what they found out because they're in jail.
They're in jail?
Yes.
Well, what kind of fellas did we hire, anyway?
Well, it seems that they were caught, Lum, in the mine, and Ms. Logan has had them arrested for trespassing.
Oh.
Yes, got them both locked up in jail, and their bail has been set at
$5,000. $5,000?
Yes. And B.W. advises that you bail them out as quick as possible, too.
Advises that we bail them?
Yes, wants you to do it right away, Lum.
Oh, Granny, Squire, you know we ain't got that much money. Fact is, we're almost broke. You know that.
Yes, I know it, Lum. I know it. But you'd better raise it somehow and do it quick. With those men in jail, you won't have a chance in the world to win this case, Lum.
That's right, ain't it?
Yes, it is. And furthermore, you'd better do it to save yourselves.
Save ourselves?
Why, yes. You see, inasmuch as these men that were hired by you to do this job, Lum, why, you're just as guilty as they are.
Yeah.
Why, yes, you are. And if you don't bail them out, why, they'll more likely start talking and tell that you hired them. And, well, first thing you know, you're liable to find yourself right in jail with them.
You know, friends, it's really a downright shame that vitamin hunger doesn't give us that gnawing, empty feeling that ordinary hunger does. For if it did, we probably wouldn't find, as some recent surveys indicate, that the average American diet often does not furnish enough vitamins, particularly the B vitamins. And that's too bad because the body needs B vitamins to carry on its normal activity, in which nerves, energy, and digestion all play a part. Then, too, the B vitamins are not readily stored by the body. So we should make sure that our supply is replenished regularly, in substantial, uniform quantities. All very good reasons, then, for you to supplement your meals with one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets. Now, that's a mighty easy, economical way to be sure that you get your full minimum daily requirements of the B complex vitamins, whose requirements have been established. One tablet a day is all you need, and one tablet a day is all you take. Now, think of that for convenience. Think of its economy. Then why run the risk of a B-complex vitamin deficiency? Take one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets. Now, this valuable B vitamin protection will cost you 26 cents a week or less, depending on the size package you buy. Remember now, for real convenience and economy, ask your druggist for, and insist on, one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets. Look for that big one on the package.